Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're not letting this one go.
Are Kim and Kanye really getting divorced? Everything we know about why their marriage is falling apart.
You know what you're getting yourself into.
Plus, how pissed would you be if your coworker said this?
Fighting I did not me. Miss you.
Drew Barrymore and Willow Smith are sharing their dating nightmares. And who's saying Beyonce and Jay-Z are prepping for baby number 4?
Well said, thought out, very, yep, agreed.
The end of Kimye. Oh my gosh. Welcome to Daily Pop. Let's get right into the story everyone is talking about this morning. Is Kim divorcing Kanye? Here's what we know, you guys. A source tells us they're trying to work through things in marriage counseling. Divorce has been discussed, but Kim really wants the relationship to work. We've been hearing they've been living separately for months. However, another source says Kim will always care for Kanye, but it's over between them. We're told Kim is hesitant to file for divorce because she wants to make sure she's making the right decision for their kids. E! News reached out to their reps for comment. It's a lot to dissect. I mean, what's your first thoughts when you heard this, Justin?
I feel like this has been going on for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I feel like the writing has kind of been on the wall that these two are taking some time away from one another.
Yeah.
And this didn't come as a shock to me because from what I know of the Kim and Kanye, they were inseparable for 6 years when it came to red carpets, when it came to family things. Once I started seeing Kanye pop up kind of sporadically throughout things and not showing up at Christmas right. and not being on the Aspen trip, I feel like I kind of sort of felt like these two were taking time apart.
Yeah. And I agree. That, you know, she had an abortion, that was very telling that they were at a part where they definitely did almost had. Sorry, you're right. Sorry, about North. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. Yes, almost had an abortion. And, you know, I felt like it was just, yeah, we could just foresee that there were problems. I just didn't know it gotten to this point. Is there any way you think that they could actually save this marriage? Do you think they even want to?
No, I feel like this marriage at this point, I feel like they've been doing this limbo for a very, very long time. I think they have tried their hardest to make it work in every single capacity, try different versions of what marriage looks like. And I just think at this point, they love each other. They have respect for one another. They obviously have 4 children that they're very much devoted to. I think the romantic involvement between the two of them has just fizzled out. And I just think that Kim has really tried as hard as she possibly could and as well as Kanye. And I don't think this is going to be one of those breakups that turns into this bitter mess and turns into this tabloid feud that everyone wants it to be. I think it's going to be, these are 2 people. They've had 4 kids. They've tried for 6 years to make it work. It doesn't work. They're still going to be in each other's lives in a creative way. They're always going to, you know, be there for one another and have an involvement. Mm-hmm. But I don't foresee the two of them reconciling in a way that's like, you're my husband and you're my wife. I just don't see that for them.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting because I was on your side and on that path earlier this morning.
Oh, no.
But after looking at what has been going on in pop culture and in the world and how people and marriages are evolving, I feel like there are more people out there with modern marriages than we realize. And I think
totally.
For Kim and Kanye, I think when you take a separation and you take a moment away from one another, no one says a separation is a year or 2 years or 3 years. These people could be separated for a long time and figure that their marriage works this way and works best this way for their kids. So they might live separately, Calabasas, Wyoming, and say, actually, this is okay.
I feel like they've been doing that.
The last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I will say really quickly, I cannot see them with other people. That's the only thing for me that
really?
Gets really diced. Like, I cannot see
right.
her just being like, this is like her hot football player or like her hot finance. Like, I just don't see the other person finding another person that is like them. That's the only thing for me that's weird.
Oh, yeah. I think if Kim moves on, I can see her with, like, I don't know, some big financial guy, maybe a politician, someone in that kind of realm.
Yeah.
No?
I like that. Yeah, I get. Well, she looks good with a paper bag. You know, I mean, you could put her next to my light post right now. Like, she's not going to have a problem. I think Kanye's going to be single for a while, though.
I don't think we're going to see it for a long time. I mean, don't forget, we waited for Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger to get a divorce for 7+ years. So these people this is not going to be an easy separation or a divorce. There are assets, there are companies, there are billions of dollars. There's a $60 million house across from Chris's, $14 million in Wyoming. This is going to take a while. So hold your horses on the lawyer or football player, honey.
I just think when they got together, you know, it's a little sad because they were so in love in the beginning. But I do feel like this has been a couple years in the making. I feel like we've seen it. But divorce always sucks, you know, and breaking up always sucks, especially when there's poor children involved. You know, I just feel for them and hopefully they can make the best decision for themselves. Okay. This, you guys, this I had to read about and watch as soon as it came out. Meghan McCain returned to The View this week from maternity leave, but not everyone was happy about it, and by that I mean Joy Behar. These two literally cannot stop fighting. Watch.
I'm talking about
somebody
so much,
yeah.
Joy. You
Traitors.
Missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me. Don't
I
act
did
like
not.
You missed fighting
I did
with
not
me.
Miss you.
Okay, somebody answer the question.
Can I weigh in?
You know what? That's
moving
so nasty.
I'd like to
that's
weigh
like
in.
That's so nasty.
Ruby, can I weigh in?
Okay, guys,
rude. Like,
hold
really?
On.
I mean, this made me so happy that you guys are my friends. I just felt so, just my anxiety went through the roof watching this. If I had to come to work every day, and literally think that at any moment, one of you all could completely snap on me and just, that would kill me. I just feel like these two women truly hate each other, like with a deep, deep hatred. And I just don't know how they do it. I don't know how they show up every day and want to be at work whenever you just are walking into a battlefield. And I know they're getting paid a lot of money, but still, that's exhausting.
I can snap on your ass sometimes.
Okay, but you're not like that. and if you do, it's like you're joking, and I can walk away and be like, whatever. He was in a mood that day.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally joking. Totally joking. No, I think for Meghan McCain.
I will punch him right now.
I think for Meghan McCain, it truly is the best case scenario for her because she is, I'm going to say it, she's kind of the black sheep on the panel.
Well,
she's Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and Meghan McCain gets paid because everybody comes for her ass.
But she,
right,
well,
which
would
is
you
good.
Like that life?
I'm cool with that life. As long as that direct deposit is going in on the 15 and the first, girl, I am Gucci on this life.
No, I think Justin says that because we're not getting that kind of deposit, but I agree with you, Carissa. It's one of those things that even if we all have our days, we all have our little quirks, we all gossip about one another every few weeks or whatever. But the reality is we are a dysfunctional family. And even if you can't stand somebody, you're in this together. And this is a very special thing that we get to do every single day. So you want your sort of nest to be tight. I do another show. There's always going to be some sort of underlying tension. But for it to be actually nasty, I would not want to be in that environment every single day. That's a lot to live with.
Yeah, but by the way, listen, let's go back to the beginnings of it all. Anybody named Joy, Hope, or Faith is always going to be the opposite of that, okay? Any joy that I know brings no joy to my life. So that's first things first. The other thing you have to remember about this TV show is, yes, we here are a dysfunctional family, and we do love each other. But at the end of the day, it's a job. You don't have to like me. I'm here to do my job. I'm gonna sit here, and my job is to not agree with you all the time. And sometimes that gets personal. And I think for her, Joy Behar was really like, I really actually did miss you. And guess what? But America did, so I'm here.
Aw, yeah, I mean, I just would not be able to handle that, I don't think. It's just, that's just a terrible, toxic environment to have to be around every single day.
Yeah. I'm here, The View. I am here. Joy, come from my ass.
Whatever, they would
ABC,
all love
give me
you.
The cash.
Joy would never come for you at all. You'd probably be her favorite. Are you kidding me? All right, still ahead, you guys. Who's saying Gwen and Blake may not walk it down the aisle this year? Plus, The Weeknd's new music video sparks controversy. What's with the Selena lookalike? And what happened to his face? We're going to dig into all that next. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not Selena Gomez and The Weeknd's new video, Save Your Tears, but it sure looks like her, and fans have freaked out. As soon as that video dropped last night, everyone's assuming the song is about Selena. I mean, you guys, seriously. Is it okay that he casted someone to look just like her?
I didn't feel, like, I watched the video last night, and I did not for 1 second think of her. I actually thought of Bella more the whole time, and then I was like, I don't know why, I just, Selena did not come to me. Am I, like, 100 years old now? I didn't even
think
about
it. But now when you see it side by side.
Yeah, but is she, and I don't mean, this is no shade towards Selena, I love Selena Gomez, but, and I know that they dated and it was like a substantial relationship for both of them, but isn't that kind of irrelevant at that point? It was a long time ago and it wasn't for that long.
Yeah,
like,
but
he's
still
since gotten back with Bella.
Stuff. You know, men are always like, oh my God, we're over. And then all of a sudden they turn around and marry somebody who looks just like you. You know what I mean? Like, it happens from time to time. I think we have to remember sometimes that art takes a little bit of time to, like, really catch up with real life. And he might have been over that, but he had probably written the song a year before he came out. Mm-hmm. And now the video is finally coming out, and I think he's just expressing that. And I think it was a clear nod to Selena.
I'm with you. I mean, the side-by-side is just too much.
Did you think about that before people said something?
No, it took others to point it out. But now that they've pointed it out and I see the side by side, I can't deny it. Fans also could not get over the fact that The Weeknd's face. Okay, so he's wearing obviously prosthetics. It's definitely a look. Do we like this crazy transformation?
Love it. I don't even know why. I love it.
You know why? This whole album was so amazing, and he kept a clear theme from start to end. He almost did this Lady Gaga art performance moment where we saw him with the bandages got more bloody, the prosthetics started coming up under the bandages, and this is the final reveal. I love the narrative behind this. And let's be real. The Weeknd talks about girls getting plastic surgery all the time. The man's obsessed with plastic surgery.
Yeah, and it looks good. It looks cool.
Doesn't it look good?
It works.
Well, like, he looks like he's aged. Like, the theme.
Yes, it just for some reason. But the thing, what I like about it is I don't know why I like it. I don't know why it makes sense to me, but it really does. And I agree with you, Justin. The evolution was so strong. There was such a clear theme. It was so thought out, but in a way that still seemed effortless. He looks like an old ass singer in Vegas who got too much work done. But like we've loved him for so long that we accept him for what he looks like now, which is insane with all that. But it works. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was really well done.
I love that analogy. That's exactly right. A Vegas singer who's gotten way too much.
You are so right. That's totally Barry. That's Neil Dunn.
That's what it is.
That's it. But anyways, I'm here for it. I mean, I want him to go back to his normal face after this, but I'm here for it for the video. I love a little artistic flair for a video. Okay, today's Pop of Love kicks off with the former Bachelor, Peter Weber. So it turns out his split with Kelly Flanagan might have been influenced by his mother. You guys remember Barb? A source tells us Peter and Kelly had other issues, but his mom put a lot of pressure on them. Kelly felt she was overbearing and controlling. So she's the one, you guys remember, who had lots of opinions on the reunion, and it was like the Barb, the face. Here's a little reminder in case you forgot.
Barb, how do we turn the page and give this a shot together?
Chris, he's going to have to fail to succeed. That's it. Chris, all his friends, all his family, everyone that knows him knows that it's not going to work. So we've been trying to help him. Would we want it to work? Yes.
Girl, you saw the preview to that movie. We know the plot. We know who the murderer is. We know what happens when you go into the house because it's called Slaughterhouse. Why the hell would you walk into that relationship anyway? Whoa. Barb has 30 plus years of on-the-job training on manipulating her husband. You are fresh onto the job. Who's going to get the promotion?
What do you do, though, if you really like a guy and they have a very controlling mother? How do you navigate that, Morgan?
I think it's one of those things. I mean, it's always very first of all, mothers and sons are a very different bond than mothers and daughters. I feel like mothers and sons is like their thickest thieves. It's the boy that they've always wanted that loves them unconditionally. It like deals with all of their trauma from childhood. It's a different type of relationship. So I think that if you really feel like you've found a match within somebody, then you kind of have to start to communicate with your partner about like the boundaries and things like that. Like it's something you have to do together, and you always have to make the son the buffer. Like you can never step out unless, you know, you get married, you have a child and she's still trying to intervene. At that point, you can put your foot down. But in the dating pool area of your relationship, the boyfriend needs to say, Mom, I love you. You need to back off. Like I'm not sleeping with you. I want to have a relationship. You got to chill a little bit.
I don't like that the blame goes on the mom. Really, Peter, you need to have a sit down with Barb, you know? Like if she's really got into several of your relationships at this point, then it's time for you to sit down and be like, Mom, I'm the man, I'm a man, I can make my own decisions, and I need you to just back off a little bit.
I also think Peter used this as an excuse on why he wanted out of the relationship. I mean, there were reports from E! Online, because, you know, we're accredited and we do our due diligence, that he wasn't ready to settle down with this woman after 8 months of being together.
So he's like, Barb, Mom, get in there.
Yes.
Will you just get me out of this one?
And you go to your mom's house and you talk about how this person is not the
so
one
funny.
And this person is not, you know, compelling you to settle down. And then Barb gets in there. I just think that Peter, you know, got a little taste of this limelight and has been having a lot of DMs and probably got a lot of great attention from this, that he's not ready to settle down with one girl. Mm. And he's realizing that this guy's also in the pandemic. Like, he don't want to be stuck in a house with somebody he just met on the TV show.
I barely
want to be in the house with my plants.
Okay, well, what about this one? Okay, so would you stand up Drew Barrymore on a date? Some guy actually did that on a dating app, apparently. She talked all about this on her show with comedian Nikki Glaser. Look.
I went on an app. I think you've been on this app, too, where every guy was a surfer, a photographer, had a dog, and, like, definitely their best friend's kid. And I was like, wow, this is like a cookie cutter. Like, it's like the same thing over and over and over. And then I booked a date with one guy, like, finally. And then he stood me up at the exact time we were supposed to meet. And I was like, can't you be a jerk, like, an hour before? That would have been such a time saver.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
All the time. Unfortunately, all the time. People.
You make the date, the time, the location, you show up and they're not there?
No, no. They call you while you're on your way to the date and say, oh my God, I can't make it. Something came up. But this happens all the time. We live in a very self-centered world where people only think about themselves. So this is no surprise to me. Mm. I, however, on the other hand, if I'm going to stand somebody up, I'm going to give you a 4-hour warning. And I always blame me. They think you guys run a sweatshop here because I always say I have to work. And like, I'm working 95,000 hours a week because I use that excuse so much.
I have an interview. It's a Saturday at midnight. I don't know why, yes. But it's just got booked. Got to do it. J-Lo, you know, when J-Lo calls. You know, I think that sucks. I think if that happened to me, I would definitely have to get not ever talk to them ever again. I would say like, okay, no problem, but... bye. Unless it was like, I mean, what if the excuse is, if the excuse is really good and then they call to reschedule and like make good about that and make the date even better? No, you're done.
Done.
Morg?
Maybe he stood her up because he didn't think it was really going to be her.
Then stand her up 5 hours before, like, don't let me blow my hair out and then tell me that we're not going out on a date. And the other thing is, I'm not going back for another try. If you can't respect something as simple as time for me, it's the simplest thing. It's all about respecting people's time. For me, that's my biggest pet peeve. Don't ever run late more than once in my life because I will never forget it. I will never forget it.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Except if you're
that.
EJ Johnson. Then you're late all the time.
Then do your thing. Okay, coming up, you guys, the hot new rumor about Bridgerton. Oh my gosh, we're all so obsessed with this show. Plus, did Kristen Cavallari just shade her ex? Her surprising new confession next.
Oh my God.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Time for the Hollywood Minute. You got 60 seconds. We've got you, your Hollywood headlines. Let's start the clock and get right to it. We are sending our thoughts to Dr. Dre, who is in the hospital after suffering a brain aneurysm. Dre posted to Instagram last night saying he's doing great and thanking medical staff. Now, at the same time, would-be thieves allegedly tried to break into his house after hearing he went into hospital. Thankfully, they were caught and arrested. Congrats go to Taylor Swift, who is celebrating a number one. Taylor's album Folklore is at the top of Rolling Stone's year-end top 200 albums chart. Folklore spent several weeks topping the charts in 2020 and sold 2.3 million units. Okay, you know who else had a good 2020? Miss Kristen Cavallari. It was her birthday yesterday, and she posted this picture captioning that 33 was crazy, but one of her best years yet, and she's hoping for more at 34. Happy birthday, Kristen. All right, made it in plenty of time. You guys know what else is thriving right now? Bridgerton on Netflix. I'm completely obsessed. If you haven't seen it yet, think Downton Abbey meets Gossip Girl with a touch of 50 Shades. Searching for love has never looked so sexy. Let's start with the eye candy. The women are gorgeous, but Bridgerton is also full of hot guy after hot guy, and oh yeah, hot guy.
But you are not a real suitor, are you?
Fans are especially wild for Reggae Jean Page, who plays the Duke who captures Daphne Bridgerton's heart.
The Duke truly has put your head in a spin.
Is it awful that I'm enjoying it?
Next, let's talk about the 19th century vibe. The costumes are stunning and a little scary.
Tighter!
Is she to breathe, Mama?
The sets are bold and breathtaking, and we love all those diamonds. Another thing we love, the sexy soundtrack. While it may sound like regular old classical music, listen closely and you'll realize you're hearing Shawn Mendes's In My Blood. And even Taylor Swift's Wildest Dreams. Woo! right, the sex scenes are extreme. We cannot even show them without a lot of blurring. Now, this show, I had to binge it. You did too, Justin.
Girl, I went through this thing like hotcakes, okay? I got stuck on it.
Me too.
The thing with Bridgerton is, and I'm gonna warn everybody out there, if you have not seen it, I will not ruin it for you. But episodes 1 through 4 are Gucci, they're bomb. 4, 5, and 6, they're great building. It gets a little slow around 7, 8, 9 because they're building up the story. But if you stick with it, I promise you, you will not be upset. After they get married, the sex scenes, yeah. You guys.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. It's like, it takes you back to good old days. pre-children, you're like, oh, that was fun. I remember that phase. Okay, so anyways, I'm obsessed with this. You can tell that Shonda wrote this because, or was part of it, because here's the thing. This is why Grey's Anatomy was such a huge success. This is why Scandal was such a huge success, because you care about multiple characters. Like, it's so hard, I feel like, for a show to have this big of a cast and you actually care about all their storylines.
Yes, yes.
But Shonda can do that. Like, yes, there are the main stars of the show, but there's all these other stories that are going on at the same time, and you care equally about them. That's why it's just so good. You have to watch it. Okay, without giving away too much, I have a question now here, Morgan, because I know you're not as big a fan of the show as we are.
I tried.
The question is,
I tried.
Would you marry a duke if it meant you couldn't have children, or would you marry the prince, which meant you'd have everything you ever wanted, but there would be no love?
You can't. Why do I get this question? This is the hardest question for me. I would marry the Duke, because ultimately everything you want isn't everything you want, because you definitely want that connection if you're going to be with somebody.
Aww.
So I would marry the Duke.
Hey, yeah. What about you?
Bitch, I'd marry the prince. I would have that big ass house. I'd have all my kids to keep me occupied. Love isn't everything.
And you know what? And that time, you could probably have your love on the side.
By the way.
Okay, well, I'm changing my answer now. It's bullshit.
Let's be honest. In that time, you probably only lived until you were 34. There was no time to really fall in love, because you were going to die of cholera anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Good point. I mean, this show is so good. You guys, Reggae, the Duke. He's one of the hottest guys to be on television in a while. I mean,
don't even get me started on Reg.
He's happy. He's having a good time.
Oh, okay. Coming up, you guys, are Beyonce and Jay-Z planning for a baby in 2021? Plus, want to get healthy but still eat the sweets? Well, celebrity baker Erin McKenna is here to show us how to get it done. Stick around. Here's a New Year's resolution you can keep: cutting out sugar without depriving yourself of sweets. Joining us for today's 2020 wonderful segment is founder and owner of Erin McKenna's Bakery, Erin McKenna.
Hi, guys.
Famous fans of your bakery include the Kardashians, Natalie Portman, Zooey Deschanel, and everything is made without refined sugar, gluten, wheat, soy, dairy, or eggs. So, seriously, first question: how do we make this taste good without all those things?
Well, it's been about 15 years since I've been doing this. So over the years, I've tinkered away and have been able to achieve a product that tastes normal and is actually all of those things: gluten-free, vegan, soy-free. To this day, I've never done anything entirely sugar-free. So for Daily Pop today, I wanted to create something super special. And I thought with the new year, a lot of people are giving up sugar. So I just dove in and created something for you guys.
I can confirm that it does taste normal.
Okay.
And it's the bomb. We couldn't help ourselves.
I know.
So what is this recipe you made just for us?
Okay, so should we just dive in and I'm gonna make it for you and you guys can watch? Okay, so I start with an unscented coconut oil, and I love unscented coconut oil because not only is it healthful, but it's neutral in flavor and it kind of acts like butter. Then we add a little bit of excellent vanilla, some salt, because that sharpens the sweetness. Okay.
Why is that? That's so crazy.
And then this new sweetener that I found. It's a monk fruit sweetener, and it's zero carbs, zero sugar, but it bakes out really nice. It gives the nice texture that sugar usually does, the crispness. And then I add another sugar-free monk fruit brown sugar that's gonna give it a more caramelized taste. And then my favorite flour to use at the bakery is Bob's Red Mill all-purpose gluten-free flour. And I love it because it's
expensive flour.
It is so expensive.
You like the expensive flour.
I only use the most expensive ingredients. Okay, so it's a garbanzo fava bean flour base. So it's helpful, and you're getting your protein with it, but it just adds a lot of airy texture. What else am I doing now? Okay, so now you mix it up, and I'm gonna show you my secret here. We're gonna add the xanthan gum right now. Do you guys know where it is?
Oh.
It's like, yes. So xanthan gum
is
this natural.
I've never heard of this before.
It's a natural, it's just like a natural ingredient that grows on plants, and it gives the baked goods sort of that chew that gluten gives. Okay, so let's stir that up, and then we're gonna add some unsweetened applesauce. Any brown will be totally fine.
What does applesauce replace? Because I feel like a lot of people who are in the healthy space use applesauce as a replacement.
Yes, well, for me, in my baking, the applesauce replaces the eggs, and it also gives almost a little more moisture to the cookie. And it, my cookies, it's what, you know when cookies have the crisp edge and then the center's a little chewy?
Yes!
That's what the applesauce does for my cookies. So it gives it that,
really?
You know.
Okay.
That's why I call these slim thicks, because they're slim around the sides and they're thick in the middle. But they're also, you know.
Oh, I thought you called them slim thick because it's me. Because I'm slim thick.
That's the second reason why I didn't really want to spoil it. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so then I'm guessing we add the chocolate chips and then
you add, the chocolate chips, and we forgot the baking soda, but guess what? You can just dump it in at any time and it's totally fine. Okay, and then we'll mix it up.
Okay, now I just want to try because you got some
so mix it up and
here.
Let me see what.
This is what mine looks like.
Mine looks like that.
Let me see, I can't see. Oh, that looks good. You did a good job.
No, I think it looks bomb, and it smells amazing.
Try it. Try the cookie. So good. It tastes just like a normal like chocolate chip cookie, but
thank you.
I don't taste the fact that it's not
sugar-free and everything
sugars,
else.
Yeah.
Well, I grew
stuff.
Up
this
eating all gluten and sugar and everything, so I know what it should taste like. And I, when I was creating the recipes, I was just like, we can't give up when it just looks like a cookie. It has to taste good for people to really want to indulge and come back. Yes.
Erin, since you're here, can you just tell me what gluten is? Because no one in this last 5 years of gluten-free diets has been able to tell me what gluten is.
Okay, so gluten is the protein found in wheat, and it's what it gives your bread the elasticity and that kind of the crumb and the chew. You know, it's the reason. It's a reason why things kind of stick together. It's like the glue in the bread, and it's the glue in the cake.
Thank
so
you.
So it holds it together.
Why
yeah.
hasn't anyone been able to tell me that?
I'm
in 5
so
years?
Glad I got right, to
well,
be the one to
we're gonna eat the rest
it.
Of these treats. Thank you so much, Erin. You guys can order
Erin's
baked goods on erinmckinnasbakery.com. They ship nationwide.
These
cookies. All right.
Yeah.
Thank
Uh-oh.
You so much, Erin.
I got a cookie tester here.
Oh,
bye, guys.
So cute.
These cookies.
So good. All right,
Bye.
Coming up, you guys, would you give your child the same name as your friend's kid? The celebs who are locked in that heated debate next. These are good. The donuts are even better.
These are the
donuts. Oh, my God. Guys, this should be eating healthy.
Stupid.
It is time for Would You Do It, and we are starting with an all-out war over a baby name. Okay, so according to the Sun Herald, Instagram influencers Sasha Binz and Jessica Hart had a falling out after Jessica named her newborn daughter Baby, the same name as her friend Sasha's little girl. So, gotta ask, would you give your child the same name as your friend's kid?
That's not the question you should ask.
Oh, what's the question?
The question you should ask is, Morgan, how would you react if your friend gave her baby the same name as your baby?
Okay, so this goes back really far for me. So my best friend growing up, literally we were 2 weeks apart. I'm the 22nd of May, she's June 7th. Her name is Morgan. Now, I've heard some versions of this story as we were growing up together, and her mom very clearly let me know one day that my mom had taken the name from her. And I remember sitting there like, are you nuts? Like, she's like, I always said I was going to name my baby Morgan, and then you were born. And I was like, I'm too young for all of this. It is to this day, I don't know how it happened. I came first. Obviously, I'm on TV, so it worked out. But you can't mess with people's names of your children. And that is why it has been so difficult for me, because the names that I do like are of people that I know or their kids are named that. And you can't be that bitch. It's not okay. Spelling, it's just, obviously it's hard to avoid, but your inner circle, you can't do it. I'd flip.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys something. I literally named my daughter Zoe. And one of my really close friends, and I'm not going to say it out loud because you guys both know her, but she came to me literally the day after Zoe was born and was like, look, congratulations, so happy for you. FYI, my daughter will also be named Zoe. I had planned that way long ago. And just so you know, our daughters are going to have the same name. I'm like, oh, good.
Of course.
You know what? Like, what can you do? Like, I'm sorry that I had the child first, but if you love the name, name your damn kid the same name.
It's a beautiful name. That's a coincidence.
Zuri rhymes with Zoe, so it's a, it makes sense. It makes total sense. By the way, she was so calm during that whole speech about baby names and da-da-da. I've seen this woman flip out because somebody bought the same pair of Louboutins as her.
Well,
wore
the same dress.
It's one of those things. If somebody has something, I immediately don't want it. I'm just like, no, I need to find something that's more me and different. I just always want to go a little left. So, like, when people are just straight up, like, buying the same shit, I'm like, be more creative. It makes me nuts.
Meanwhile, she names her baby Kate.
Here's the thing. Deciding on a name is so difficult. You and your husband both have to love it. Zoe wasn't named until, like, literally 5 minutes before we left the hospital. Same with Chase. Like, it was just, it's a very hard decision. So if you find a name that you truly love, I think you just go with it.
My pick is Georgia.
Names are stressful. McGraw.
All right, got it. Up next, you guys, are Beyonce and Jay-Z prepping for baby number 4? And will Gwen and Blake walk down the aisle this year? Tarot card reader to the stars, Angie Beneke, is joining us with her bold predictions. Don't go anywhere. 2021 has got to be better than 2020, right? But what does the future hold for our favorite celebrity couples? Tarot card reader to the stars, Angie Beneke, has some surprising predictions. Take a look.
We are going to pull some cards. We're going to look at some numbers. And we're also going to use one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Relationships. I have to tell you, I had a dream about Jay-Z and Beyonce. She was talking about wanting to have another child, but also some of the fear around that. The cards are like, let's just give you a little bit more on this. This first card, this Eight of Cups, is all, to me, this is about a spiritual relationship that continues to grow stronger together. But it shows me more of the uncertainty that I think about with perhaps this baby comes from Jay's side. He wants to focus more on their relationship before they dive into adding another baby into the mix. Blake and Gwen, this is a great one. The relationship is called A Twinkle in the Eye. It's funny because the cards do agree with it's not necessarily about the marriage. Do you see the wedding and it shows up upside down? Their hearts are in it, but my cards are saying this feels like more work for Blake. I don't know when they're scheduled to get married, but I almost want them to, like, get through this year or just know that this year is still gonna be not easy. Work on each other. Work on your relationship with each other. I'm not going to lie. This feels like a... I'm not so sure about this matchup. Let's see what the cards say. Well, first of all, it started off with the money, which to me is like going on the show, the Six of Pentacles. And honestly, the future, I get uncertainty. Like, they both are up for the adventure now, but in terms of the future, I'm not so sure about this. I will say they do have the spark. There's no denying that's there. There's chemistry. These cards are like, do not get married when there's this much uncertainty. And I am picking up on uncertainty on both parts. I don't see a marriage anytime in the near future.
Ooh, okay. So let's see if we agree. Do you think that Zach and Tayshia will get married?
Not in 2021, but I think they're actually going to make it to the aisle.
Ooh, Morgan?
I have no idea. I'm so not invested in this. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to make it to the aisle, but I agree with Angie. I think they have the spark, and I think that there's a real relationship happening. I just don't see that actually getting past the honeymoon phase. What about Gwen and Blake? They'll get married eventually, whenever all the dust settles of the whole, like, what is it, annulment situation she wants from the church? Yeah.
Oh. I think we're going to be waiting a while.
Really?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't see...
Waiting
I don't know
forever.
And I don't know why I don't, like, love this couple more. I just don't. I love them individually. Together, I just, like, it doesn't spark my itch. I don't care that much. But I don't think they're going to get married. Yeah. I think they're just going to be together.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. They'll get married. I think so. All right. Up next, you guys, Kourtney Kardashian looking all kinds of good in this sheer corset. But how much did she pay for it? Play along with us in a game of budget friendly or budget buster. Morgan's favorite. Next. Okay, we are back with a little who wore better. All right. Justin, I think we have a little something.
What?
Who wore better?
Oh.
You or Matt James?
By the way, we kind of look like we could be related, don't we?
You do kind of look like you could be related.
He's so fine.
Justin, I'm going to give it to you. I like the collar around your sweater better.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, let's do a little budget buster or budget friendly. Okay, first up, we have Kourtney Kardashian in a sheer corset. What do you think? Is this budget buster or budget friendly?
Budget buster.
Buster.
I'm going friendly.
$1,300.
I agree.
Oh,
I think it's
whoa,
like,
whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
I was way off. Okay, my bad.
By the way, you're not taking a photo in your closet and posting that picture if it was from H&M. Just so you know.
It's also corsets read cheap quickly, and that didn't read cheap. And that means it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Good job, guys. Okay, next we have Bachelorette Tayshia Adams. She has a bralette top.
Like we said, corsets can reach you pretty quickly. I'm going to go with budget friendly.
I am as well. Friendly. $50. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Boo-hoo. All right. Olivia Culpo also rocked a cute little white top. Oh, this, I know this is from her line. So I think that's friendly because her line's
friendly-ish.
Not super expensive.
Right? Because aren't
Let's
some of the
see.
Pieces
That's
like 100?
That's a really cute top, though.
Yeah, it is cute. Well, she's stunning.
Oh, that's friendly.
There you go.
She came here. That was not a good call, you guys, because I interviewed her that day. We talked about that shirt. Okay. Our favorite bad girl, Rihanna, rocked this oversized coat to dinner. With Rihanna, it's got to be
Buster,
right?
It is $5,500. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, we got that one right. Selena Gomez kept it cozy on Instagram in a yellow sweatshirt suit. Situation.
Friendly.
Super friendly.
Yeah.
It's like that color that's off a little, you know. Oh, see?
Cute. Okay. Dua Lipa wowed in a cute beach-themed dress at the AMAs earlier this year.
Oh, Buster.
That's Versace. Buster.
That's a Buster. Versace.
Let's see. Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Okay.
$11,000?
And by the way, for $11,000, I don't think it really did her any favors. Like, I was not living for the silhouette.
Wow. Okay.
I agree.
Hopefully that was
good. It's just because of the details on it, but yeah.
Tomorrow, you guys, we are talking to a relationship expert about how to make over your love life for 2021. You don't want to miss it. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us weekday at 11 a.m. for Daily Pop right here on E! Set your DVR so you don't miss us. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.
Get a drink.